What's up, guys? Welcome to TMG Podcast. This is actually last week's episode. If you want today's episode, that'll be on our Patreon right now. You can get it a week early if you contribute. It's patreon.com/tinymeatgang. So thanks if you do that. And if not, enjoy this one. Ooh. We're looking good. All right. First of all, why do I look so much smaller?
Cody has figured out the reverse aging process. He's officially 12. That's why he's smaller.
I'm Benjamin Button up in this bitch.
Why are you so short?
I don't know, dude.
I'm going to pull this out and just ruin everybody's ears again. This sound? This is our podcast.
This is our podcast. It's just that sound.
Yeah, and
pussy, and me
shit.
Me making mouth noises, apparently. I got like 100 comments on my last individual episode that said like, stop. And like, people were pissed. Some girl was like, I just want to punch in my phone when you make those gross mouth noises. I'm like, what? Your mouth doesn't make noise? What does your mouth do? What does your mouth do? You got a silent ass mouth? Quiet looking ass mouth.
Little quiet mouth. Oh, dry mouth. Nothing going on in the mouth.
Fucking mute mouth.
Mute looking ass bitch. Gotcha. What do they want you to do? Cut out your tongue. It's annoying. Okay. Yeah, that.
I'm just going to do that every time. Instead of laughing. No, every time you make a joke. It's like a golf clap, but grosser. But more moist.
Moist.
Which is appropriate because you know what we deliver on this podcast is dripping, soaking, wet content.
Moist.
Yeah. I'm talking just oozing funniness. First of all, I want to start this off just by saying.
Oh, yeah.
Big wow.
Yeah, big wow.
Big wow.
Big wow.
Big wow.
Big wow, man.
Big wow.
Big wow.
Just clip that so hard.
We just literally shot everybody in the ear.
Yeah.
Somebody just fell over in their their library lecture study.
I want to say a big, big wow and thank you to everyone who is now a patron.
Yes.
Couldn't do this without you guys, and it's amazing. We were blown away. We're at 800... And forgot to turn the Wi-Fi off again. Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't think it actually affects it.
Probably not.
899 patrons. Jeez. By the time we're done with this podcast, we'll probably be over 900.
Yeah.
That's 900 paying people.
Yes.
That like to watch Noel and I
discuss politics, other interesting things. Huge thank you. I don't have to go get a job now.
Yeah. Which is pretty fucking incredible. We're at $5,400 a month.
Yeah. So I can pay rent and afford groceries now, which is awesome, because prior to this, that was not in the foreseeable future.
Is your girlfriend all proud of you now? Like, hey, baby, I can pay my share of the rent this month.
She's a little bit why? What are the... okay. No. She's like super amazed.
Is she?
Yeah.
She's like, wow, I really didn't think you could do it.
She checks it every day. She's like, she's the one texting me.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Did she laugh at my little description here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
If not for us, do for Noel's girlfriend who's getting very sick of
it. She's like, yes, please. Please.
You're like, babe, that you think that's funny? She's like, yeah, definitely funny. More true. Let's look at the goals. So we had a bunch of goals lined up. We had, first one was $500, and the reward for that, or the goal for that, is Noel will go to Sweet Greens and scream, who's going to do the what here at the manager?
God.
And so now you have to do that. These aren't jokes. Like I meant, you should actually do these.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm thinking like you either do that as a bit for the vlog or you just feel like we film it on Snapchat or something and we'll just do like a private Patreon for all the 900 little rib cutlets.
Little rib cutlets.
By the way, that's I made that up as a name for the Tiny Meat Gang listeners. But okay. I think we should maybe riff some new ones.
Yeah.
I was thinking what was riblet, little riblet.
Yeah.
I was also thinking veal cutlet.
Okay.
That's what I was thinking.
I like little cutlets, little...
New York strip?
Yeah.
Maybe?
No, it's too... It's too expensive.
Too expensive.
Yeah. Minced meat. Little minces. Hey there, little minces. I don't know.
I like riblet.
I like riblet too, actually.
But some chick tweeted today. She said, I'll support TMG till I die or something, but if someone calls me a riblet, I'm going to freak out or some shit like that.
excuse my coughing.
Beef medallion.
Little beef curtains.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out to all the beef curtains.
Beef curtains.
We love you.
That's a really good one. I like that one. How's that? Is that better than Riblet? Little beef curtains.
Little beef curtain. Let us know. Let us know what your preferred meat pronoun is.
Yeah, so Noel's going to go to Sweet Green. Green. I don't know why I picked Sweet Green.
Yeah, well, I was thinking, do we set it up like a whole prank? Like, do I, like, get a lav?
No. Well,
because it has to be a little set up. Like, I can't just go in there and be like, can I speak to the manager? Who's going to do the what? Yeah. And that actually might be funny as well. She's going to be like, I'm sorry?
Just out of the what? Blue.
Who's going to do it?
Well, sir, I don't know. What do you mean? You know exactly what I mean.
The what?
Who is going to do it?
Who's going to do it?
Because it's not me now. And it's not, clearly it's not all any of you.
Remember, from the top down. It starts from the top and it comes down. So who is going to do the what right now? My kids are hungry. She's like, you don't have any kids. There's no way you have kids.
I'm going to come up behind you with my Kate plus eight haircut. And you're like, he has kids, okay? Let me tell you, don't talk to my friend like that.
You really did look like who can I speak to your manager haircut in your last vlog.
I know. It was bad, dude. It was really bad. I looked at that and I was like, I almost got to cut this out.
Yeah, I mean, no.
This is like
good.
The worst haircut that's ever. I'm getting a haircut today. So what I'm doing is slowly cutting the blonde off. Slowly, but surely.
But surely it's coming out.
Yeah. Shirley. Sounds like the name.
You getting a Shirley on your dome there?
No, it sounds like the name of the girl.
Oh, yeah,
that
yeah,
has
yeah.
that haircut.
Yeah.
Shirley.
Shirley.
Yeah. Let's see.
Dude. Yeah, goal two. I had a point. I have no idea where I was going to go with it.
God damn it. I'm going to keep refreshing until we hit 900 on this episode.
On this episode, baby.
Okay, wait. And then we got... That's 500 for 1,000. It says Cody will do an entire episode as Blaze, which I don't think anybody wants that at all.
Yeah.
Think about these goals. I was like, oh, people will want these ones. They're enticing. And people were like, please... I know you just hit 1,000, but please
don't
do it.
Same with the tech support. They're like, that. Did you see what I said?
No.
You can look it up. I think her name is Lauren. She said, it's really funny, but please do not do a whole episode of the tech support voice. I was like, fine. We won't do one. We'll do five.
Little do we know these goals are actually like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like encouraging people not to
yeah, they're like,
donate.
Maybe we take the money back.
Yeah.
So they don't do that.
3,000 is Cody and Noel will stop being greedy and turn off their own personal Patreons, which
yes.
we're just going to breeze by that one.
So
neither of us have done that yet.
Yeah. Well, no, if you are, I mean, I only have like 250, I have like 50 Patreons on mine. So if you're subscribed to mine and you're subscribed to this one, just go all in. All right. I said it on my Patreon. Go all in here. Contact your financial advisor. Let them know. You're doubling down on TMG.
Yeah.
All right? The stock is up. You don't want to miss the growth.
Yeah. Tell them you're very, very bullish on TMG.
Bullish. If you don't
buy, baby.
Start a second mortgage on your home. Contact your parents. Get all the money you can.
Say, I'm trying to buy TMG. Buy.
Yep. Yep.
As in, see ya.
And they're going to say, who's TMG? And you're going to be like, let me tell you. It's the future.
Yeah.
You know?
They're doing the what?
They're doing the what?
Mm-hmm.
Out of all the companies out here who are doing no what, finally,
mm-hmm.
in the weeds of it all,
yep.
a shining star comes through to do mm-hmm. the what. Same thing for Cody's Patreon.
Yeah, so I posted on mine. I was like, yo, just stop. Move the shit over.
Yeah.
I wish you could do that.
Yep.
I wish Patreon allowed you to do that.
Merge Patreon.
Because there's still $1,000 on mine that I'm like trying to, you know,
cross,
just move that shit over.
Because streams.
I'm going to give people like a week because people are still doing it. And then yep. we're going to shut that shit down. That will
Closed.
Happen.
Closed.
Let's see what else we got. We got 5,000. Noel will do an entire episode in the tech support voice.
It's just how I talk. I don't quite understand the joke. If it is a joke.
Dude, I would listen to 7 hours of that. Which brings us to our goal for 10,000. No, 7,500 is we're going to let Marcus on the podcast and bully him relentlessly, which is also something that nobody wants. Everyone was like, dude, Don't do that. Marcus must be protected at all costs. Marcus is the little bee. God damn it.
Yep.
Vargo. Stole a joke out of my fucking mouth. Marcus is the little bee of our friend group.
Yeah.
100%. He is, dude. He fucking is. He just preaches positivity. He's a weak pussy.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm joking. I'm joking. I love little bee.
God damn.
Marcus.
God damn, A Boogie. Just beating him up. Just beating him up.
Is that how you say it?
A Boogie?
A Boogie?
A Boogie with the
Isn't
hoodie?
Isn't it A Boogie with a hoodie?
Nah, I'm pretty sure it's A Boogie.
A Boogie?
I'm pretty sure. I don't
with
know.
The hoodie?
Yeah, with the hoodie.
That's the whitest dude ever right now.
With the hoodie?
A Boogie with the hoodie? bizarre name.
PNB Rock?
Pindabrock.
Pindabrock. Pindabrock.
I'm actually kind of a fan of A Boogie.
Yeah, well, I think it sucks that they punched up Lil B.
I know.
For what reason? Oh, because he said he didn't really like his music or something.
No, he didn't. What, he just said, was, he said, I think he said that A Boogie sounded like Deja Loaf or something. He's like, you're really, I don't know. He was like, I don't know. You know how Lil B's tweets are just fucking weird and cryptic?
Yeah, yeah.
Like just not even, like just, you're like, yeah. What did he even mean by that?
Yeah.
You ever like read a tweet like that by a rapper that has like really just like weird punctuation and everything? And you're like, I wonder what his face looked like when he was writing that. Like if he was sitting on in an Uber or something.
Yeah, just.
What do you look like shooting off that tweet? Like was that like, yeah, this is a good one. You know,
I would probably
he's proofreading it at all, or it's just kinda,
no. I think it's his third eye is open. His eyeballs are probably rolled up in his head, so it's just like he's white. He's tweeting, just not looking.
Just zanned
yeah,
out.
Yeah, or zenned out.
Yeah,
zen. Zen Zans by Tiny Media. we're coming out with our own drugs.
No. We're going to make a song all about Zen. It's all about meditation and how important meditating is.
Yes.
It's going to be called Zenex.
Zenex. Oh, man.
Little Zen.
Little Zenex.
You see, I was going to say. Oh, yeah. The. Do you follow Barstool Sports on Instagram?
No. Are they funny? I saw that their show got canceled and...
Wait, what?
Yeah, they had a show on ESPN, but they had one episode.
Really?
And it got canceled. Yeah.
Their Instagram is just really funny. It's like just like a funny video account, but like their videos, you don't see them anywhere else. I think they like have people constantly sending them videos and someone like selecting the best ones. There's this video of this dude. It's like this guy on a motorcycle just like cruising down the highway at like 70 miles per hour must be. And he's lying on his back on the seat, like just like this, like just complete relaxation. And the person filming is like in some minivan, like two lanes away. And she's like, oh my God, oh my God. And the guy just kind of looks over and smiles and goes like this, hey, like this. And the caption is like, you know, like, bae, come over me. Right. I can't. I'm zanned out of my mind. Bae is like, yeah, I'll eat your butt or something like that. My parents aren't home. Just fucking like.
Just on the way. Wiener out. Naked on a motorcycle.
The craziest shit was he was like changing lanes and shit. Like this guy knew what the fuck he was doing. He was like, lay like this. He just gave this like big, just fucking money smile at the person filming.
How was he steering?
I don't know. Like just leaning, I think.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Fucking baller.
Yeah. Insane shit.
That's like those memes are so dumb, but they make me laugh. It's not even a meme, really. It's just a video. It'd be like, you know, come over. I can't. My parents aren't home. But my favorite one is like this fucking Nissan 240, just doing a. It's just like an empty road, just like, and he just rips the e-brake. Does a hard U-turn like around a roundabout and this like fucking comes all the way back. It's so good.
So it's if anything it's slower.
Yeah, yeah, so much slower. Yeah, than going the speed limit.
That's one of the memes that seriously, like I always laugh at. It's like come over, I can't. I'm blank, and then my parents aren't home. That shit. You ever see the one that was like I can't? Oh, what was it? It's like a truck transporting an entire house. It's like, I can't. I'm looking after my house. I'm house sitting right now. It's like my parents aren't home. There's this giant truck on another truck or this giant house.
You'd be taking the whole house over. Yeah. Sorry.
Did you watch the video of Lil B getting beat up?
Yeah. I didn't like it.
Yeah. It's fucked up, man.
Super.
I was like sad after watching that.
Same.
Like the fact that he's alone.
Yeah.
Just made me sad. This kid getting beat up and then like. he gets up and like no one comes cares. Up to him and is like, no, yo, dude, like shit. You good?
Yeah.
Everyone just like kind of like walking away.
Yeah. He just, and he was just there like, all right.
Yeah. Fuck.
Cool.
Man.
And they took his shit. That's the only reason he didn't do the show. Like, I think they took his CD or whatever the fuck.
That's so dumb.
Yeah.
That sucks, man.
Yep. I'm surprised Rolling Loud didn't like tax him or anything like that. That bullshit.
No, they kicked him off. They kicked P&B Rock off the lineup.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They replaced him with Creation.
Oh, no.
Oh, how bad is that?
Isn't it just Creation?
How like, I don't know how to pronounce it, dude. Creation.
Crustacean.
Creation. Every time I fucking read this sign of the place in Venice called Kreation, I say Creation because of her. It was like P&B Rock has been kicked off the, or has been like removed from the lineup, and replacing him is Bay Area's own Creation. And everyone's like, what the fuck? She still make, dude, the craziest shit. I was like, because a bunch of people were like, what the fuck? Like, this is, you know, first of all, this is like the most demeaning thing ever for P&B Rock to be placed by someone that nobody even knew was making music anymore.
Yep.
And so some of the comments were like, what? This chick is still making music or something? And someone replied, or were like, what has she been doing or something? And someone replied and was like, just like linked to one of her tweets.
Yeah.
And her tweets was like, someone tweeted at her and said like, what the fuck happened? Like, where did you go or something? And she just replied and was like, I fell off and now I'm hella broke or something.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was really sad.
Whoa.
But she like totally knew.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, that's fucked, man.
It's fucked how that shit happens.
Yeah, music people is just so brutal.
Everything.
Like that. Yeah, everything.
Just create the creative industry.
Yeah. But I feel like music is where you can feel it the hardest.
Because mm-hmm.
you can make something on accident and it just pops and everyone grabs it. You know, it's like
yeah, that's true actually.
It's like having a viral vine, but it's like it can be monetized.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So just like it blows up and everyone uses you for like whatever.
Yeah.
And they just
yeah, like there was this one I saw, this one vine. It was funny. It was like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire sort of.
Yeah. Oh yeah, so
you know,
guy with
about
a hat.
Yeah, yeah, dude with a hat.
And then the girl's like, who is this bitch? And has like four options, right? Super viral.
Yeah, yeah. Super
no one knows
viral.
Who he is.
I have no idea.
Yeah, he also made another vine later called Skinny Penis.
There it is. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that was the same guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Holy shit.
Guy. Yeah. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Mega viral twice.
That. Yeah.
No
it's your
idea.
Boy. Skinny penis.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of dumb, but
no, I mean it's funny for like 4 year olds.
Yeah. It's a three.
I didn't laugh at it, but Skinny penis, man.
So you know that.
Wonder
guy,
what he's doing now.
No idea. Mm. Probably fell the fuck off.
Probably got a podcast now.
Probably got a podcast now.
Everyone's got a podcast. That's what you do when you fall off. You start a podcast.
Wait a second.
Like we should have called this like the fall off boys.
Yeah, fall off boys.
Instead of fall
shout
off
out
boy.
Gang fall off. I had an idea on the way over here. If we had to ever rebrand this podcast, we're going to rebrand it as No Parking in Venice. And the whole podcast is going to take place in a car while we drive around looking for parking.
Or even just me hosting the podcast while you, like an empty seat right here. And I'll be right. Like, Noah's going to be right here. He's just trying to find parking. But I figured we're in a kind of a time crunch. So I'm going to start the podcast. And
it's an hour and a half. I never show up.
You start. You know, you show up right at the very end.
Oh, finally.
Like, oh, dude, I'm just wrapping this thing up. All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening. Appreciate it.
Yeah, see you next week. Maybe. I slept in for our second day of work.
Yeah, what the fuck, man?
All right, look, listen. I got a semi-valid excuse.
Can I explain what we're
go
talking
for
about
it.
Here?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
All right, so, you know, we started this on Patreon. Now we're at a decent, this is like a decent working income.
Oh.
That the average American, I don't know, what is the average American make a year?
I don't know.
Nick, you know that?
Hold on.
He's just blasting music right now.
Just kick it over to Nick.
He can't hear us at all. Nick is our stats guy.
He's our stats guy.
He's our stats dude.
He'll just pop in.
Nick, what's the average wage that an American person makes a year annually, please? 40K. There we go.
I love how, man, I love just the on-deck British accent.
40K?
40K.
And it sounds like more.
Yeah.
It makes 40K sound a lot more.
It does.
Sounds like, you know, posh people make 40.
40K?
Oh, 40K.
But 40K.
It's like, we don't talk like that.
So what do we got? 5,400 times.
Doing the 12. Math. Doing the 64,800.
64,800 bucks.
Right. So
yearly.
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 So if we, you know, split that, it's close to a working American, living American wage.
So, right? Yeah. So we're both now, this podcast is generating us a decent American wage. Yes. Right? So we're like, all right, let's fuck, this is a thing. Let's take it seriously. We're planning out bits. We're planning out segments. We got the, there's a lot of like administrative stuff to take care of. We got to get the YouTube channel. We got to get the Patreon. We got to get a whole bunch of shit. We're getting posters made. We're getting we have to send out the pins now at the end of the month. All that shit we have to take care of. And we will do that shit.
Yes, we will.
Because like I said, we're taking this seriously, right? Well, I am. And Noel here, he was the one that started the calendar. Now we have our own TMG calendar and slated on the calendar this morning, 9 to 10:30.
The podcast.
Record podcast.
Episode two.
And I get back. I woke up at 6:45. Well, Mans was up bright and early.
Man,
just to set this up.
Oh, well.
I was laying the mics out at 7 a.m. I was putting the stands, and then I was like, well, maybe not the stands. And I was making coffee, and I was laying the computer here. I was writing out topics. Look at this.
Oh,
right here.
A stream of topics.
Look at that. I got notes written down for us to talk shit about if we
are bombing. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Planning all this shit out. Right. Yes. Now it's about 8 a.m. Okay. It's actually not true. I went surfing. I didn't do any of this shit.
I was going to say, everyone, Cody identifies as an airplane because of the hours he is awake and the hours he goes to sleep. Okay. He is sexually an airplane. This man is up at 4:13 every morning, ready to take off. All right. So can't hold me accountable. You live in a different time zone. I don't know where it is. But needless to say, at about 9:15 this morning, I roll over and I wake up and I look at my phone. I'm like, I'm 20 minutes late. This is how
20 minutes late being here.
Being here.
And you're just waking up.
Just waking up.
That means you're going to be
extremely late.
Yeah. Sorry, but keep going.
But, you know, but that's how I knew that this was a real job. Mm-hmm. Because I was late. I'm like,
You woke up to 60 texts from me.
Yeah.
I screenshotted the calendar event and sent it to him.
That's when you know people are mad when they screenshot the event.
Yeah.
They're like, Remember your little...
Just slip your mind or not important enough?
This RSVP. Remember that?
Yep.
Okay. Just checking.
So guys, I think now we're going to record this on Thursday. So just remember Thursdays.
Yes.
9 a.m. Tweet Noel. No, tweet him at 8 a.m. Make sure he's up. I'm talking just a barrage of tweets.
Yeah, just fuck it. Fuck my phone. Fuck my whole phone up.
I do sexually identify as an airplane. That's what I say before I... Clear for landing.
Clear for landing.
Can we pull into the sky bridge, please? And...
Just taking forever to just go to the dock. Oh. It's
she's like, sorry, there's too much traffic at LAX. We can't pull into the thing. What? Baby, what?
Just four other dudes. Sorry, bro.
You didn't like that one?
Yeah, and then there's four other guys, you know, like dressed up as other airplanes, like Lufthansa.
Didn't
and fucking
like that. Nope.
And Air
Don't
Canada.
Like that shit.
They're all bigger than you.
Oh, wow.
Boeing 1087s.
Dreamliner. I'm just rocking the 737.
Sorry, babe. We still have a Dreamliner inside. It's going to be another hour. Oh, my God.
Prop planes take a back seat.
Yeah, and then you're just talking to yourself, talking to your sperm. Well, I have a bit of delay. Someone's still at the gate. We don't really know when we're going to get in there.
And this, ladies and gentlemen, is a bit about airplanes fucking my girlfriend. Good shit.
Bigger airplanes.
Bigger airplanes. Sorry.
Loaded.
This is a bit about me getting cucked by bigger, newer airplanes.
Cucking is the new thing for me. It's so funny.
Cucking?
Elon fuck my wife.
Yeah.
The bit with Spock.
Dude, we were talking about how the trainer at the party was going to just cuck all of us. You know what I'm talking about? The dude walking around shirtless the whole time?
That motherfucker was huge.
So he gave us all his business card.
Yep.
And they're like in all of our bathrooms. Like someone put them up in all of our bathrooms,
dude,
so we could stare at him.
We were walking out of the party and there was just one around. And Spock's girlfriend, Kay, She goes, oh my God. She like yanks it. She's like, yes.
No way.
She's fucking around.
Cucked.
Cucked, yeah.
That guy cucked all of us.
That dude was comic book buff.
Yeah.
Like his shit looked drawn on.
That dude cucks.
Yeah, that dude cucks.
Dude cucks hard.
Dude cucks hard. Wait, are you talking about the really tall dude with the man bun or the shorter dude? Bald dude.
The trainer.
He's the bald dude.
Black guy.
Yeah. Huge.
Yeah, bald guy. Yeah,
huge.
Dude, he had an insane story.
What is it?
This guy was like a child slave.
Oh, what?
Yeah, in Nigeria.
Oh, my God.
And basically was like left out to die. Like was tortured and shit.
What?
Yeah, and then some like woman, white woman from America or something like
adopted
saved him. Yeah.
What?
And he came here and like, and now he's just like a bodybuilder. He competes. He's like crazy successful trainer.
Holy shit.
I couldn't believe that shit, dude.
I just want to do a micro documentary on him. That's insane.
Yeah, I know.
Isn't that just like when people have stories like that, you're like, well, I didn't get Pokemon cards and everyone else did. That sucked. Yeah.
I didn't get a cell phone until I was like...
So I guess I kind of know what that feels like.
Oh, never mind. I got a cell phone pretty early.
Yeah, I got it. Speaking of white women adopting children.
Okay. Where's this going to go?
This one's a little dark.
Yeah, Angelina Jolie. Hey.
So a buddy of mine worked with someone. I can't give the details, but...
Oh, 900.
900.
Bro, 900,
hey.
Baby.
Hey.
Booyah, you know, my little veal cutlets.
Little Bert beef curtains. Little Bert's beef curtains.
Bert's beef curtains?
Yeah.
My little kielbasa sausages.
My little cold cuts.
Yep. Love you guys. Deli meats.
My little DM. Salami
slide
slices.
Slide into the deli meats. Oh, there's just unlimited meat jokes.
Yeah.
That we could do.
It'll go forever.
Sorry, keep going.
No, back to the dark thing.
Yeah.
So, this woman he's working with, he says she's very weird.
Mm-hmm.
Older. A little sexual.
Okay.
He discovers that she adopted two young boys, but these don't look like young boys. These are grown men.
Okay.
Like these are like 20-year-old men.
Okay.
And the suspicion was that she adopted them and was
like sex slaves.
Yeah. And was like doing things with them. Cause like all her pictures, he like dug up pictures on Facebook and they were just not mother. They were not parental pictures. Like, it was very weird and
how
gross.
Do you even adopt a 20-year-old? Can you?
I think they
that?
Were from Africa. Like it was like some program. So it was a little predatory. Felt a little predatory. Like you could tell these dudes were a little. They weren't from America.
Oh Jesus!
Yeah, it was some really fucked up shit.
Did you like report her? Or you're just like, well, yeah.
No. And my buddy is in law enforcement.
Oh, okay.
But he left it alone.
Oh.
But we had a good chuckle over that.
What? You laughed over that?
I mean, we couldn't not. We were laughing our asses off, to be honest.
Well, hopefully that's like not the case.
Hopefully not. But I mean, adopting young strapping men to just tee off on you is fucking... It's so funny. Welcome to America. Dock me. Both of you.
I feel bad for laughing at this, man.
I mean, yeah.
Because that's where they leave. They leave.
Right.
Like, everyone there gets like sexually abused, I'm pretty sure.
That's true, yeah. And then they get used as items. Yeah, that's fucking
horrible. But at least
horrible.
They're doing it in America.
Yeah, at least it's American.
Ugh.
A good American, stable, motherly.
We got to change the fucking subject here. We got to change this shit. So Halloween's coming up.
So Halloween's coming up.
What do you think about Halloween?
Speaking of spooky things, speaking of scary things. Yeah, I was actually thinking, what could we do of a little Halloween goof?
Ooh, Halloween episode?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like what? We have someone come in like mid-episode and go, bah!
Oh, Jesus. You scared me.
Just throughout the episode, actually. Like, we're just like talking normally and then one of us goes, bah!
Or I could just cut in on the video episode like jump scares. It'll just punch in on us. Like,
just like the girl from the ring.
Yeah. Just yeah.
What are those?
Yeah. Yo, how that would have worked perfect with Arthur. Oh my God. That screenshot.
Oh, that shit was so funny, man.
Was killing me.
That shit
was crying
so
laughing. And watching it back, I was laughing even harder because I didn't see it on the playback. He's so fast. It was so courteous. Just
really?
Like boop. And he just it's like half a frame. He's like in out. It was so good. the captions were killing me. It's like when your boys like, someone talk about smoking? Someone talking about weed?
If you don't know what he's talking about, go to my Twitter. Someone screenshotted like the last, was that the last episode that we did?
Yeah.
The weekend edition?
Yeah, weekend edition.
And one of my friends was like just chilling in Devin's room and like poked his head out and was like, oh, fuck the recording. And then like went back and someone like, I didn't even notice that it, dude, there's so much, like we record so many episodes now that like I don't have the time to go through and listen and like watch everything or whatever. So like when this shit happens, it's like hilarious to me. The last one that wasn't as funny was someone saw my phone code.
Oh yeah, and they've just been saying that nonstop.
Yeah. And so now I gotta fucking change that shit.
One of these days, this movie stop automatic recording will not. So spooky things. My brain just like went like 5,000 miles an hour right there. I was trying to think of some Halloween theme, like maybe the creepiest thing that's ever happened to you. Well, or dude,
by the time we record the next episode, Halloween's going to be over. Isn't it on Wednesday?
It is, but so this one has to be our spooky ep.
Okay.
We have to have a little spooky segment. So
bah!
Shit. Oh, God. Oh, we have to end this early. I just pooped myself. Everyone listening to this is getting scared, probably. Yeah,
probably.
Like someone was like, oh, thanks for my in-between listening, like between classes. She's studying.
Oh shit. Fuck. That's the Halloween segment, is that we just clip the mic as many times as we fucking can. what would you give out? Let me ask you this. What would you give out for Halloween if you were an adult and you had kids come to trick or treat? Would you be the full candy bar guy?
No. I would be the I'd give them pamphlets. Just something. Probably my next movie.
Pamphlets that Jehovah Witnesses give you at the doors. You just give them back to the kids. Here, kids.
I received this and I think should have it.
They come to your door, trick or treat, and you're like, can I actually have a second to talk to you about the Lord?
Why don't you pull up a seat? Let's have a discussion here. Are these your parents? I'll only be about 10 minutes. Listen, what you're doing is wrong.
I'd give them the TMG mixtape.
Yeah?
Just coming out.
Hey, here, bump this.
Enjoy. This is real comedy rap.
Just take that. That's from me to you. That's for you. I don't know. I think I'd be the not answer the door guy. Or you know what I'd do? You know, this is me. Oh, actually, this is creepy. I never understood dudes that did this, but I'd probably do it because it's funny. Leave the big bowl of candy and dress up like a scarecrow. The classic scarecrow move. Those guys were just living alone. And you go up, you're like, oh my God, full candy bar. You drop all your shit. You take off running.
You do have to be a special kind of dude to pull that prank on children.
Yes.
To prank children in general. You got to be a special kind of dude.
Dog, let me go into story mode.
Okay.
Fucking dude on my
strap
street.
Strap in, baby.
Strap in, baby.
Story mode.
Yeah. We need a sound effect for that. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're going to bounce around here. First of all, I wonder if they can hear this leaf blower.
Should we close the door?
Yeah,
I'll close the door. Keep them occupied.
Listen, guys, living in Los Angeles, this is every morning a leaf blower because some person thinks their 4 inches of lawn is just so important and it needs to be.
There's not that many leaves here. I don't understand.
Yeah, there's none. There's no fall leaves. There are no fall leaves. Is that fucking grammatically correct? One of you A1 college students, let me know. There are not enough leaves in this city.
Every side.
Yes.
Every single side.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's 17 leaf
blower guys.
Like, I think there's just like a SWAT team and they all have leaf blowers.
Just Matt, that would be actually a great way to get barged in on.
What?
If you just ran a leaf blower, some criminals like, fuck it, it's the guy again, and then just gets broken in. That'd be the A1 distraction. Dude, actually, when we were shooting Suki, we had the opening shot, we wanted her to cry.
Yeah.
And dude starts going off with a leaf blower. So I send Taylor out there to like argue with him, and they're arguing. So the leaf blower's off. I'm like, "Yo, get it now, get it now." So we're like rolling, trying to get the shot while Taylor is just wasting time. Like, oh, could you just turn it off for like 5 minutes? He's just really delaying.
That's hilarious.
He's just going back and forth. He's like, what if I give you 40? What about 41?
Yeah.
42?
Yeah.
And the guy's like, no, no, please, sir, I have to, please.
41. Oh, I went backwards.
Sorry. 41.50? Oh, God damn it. Math wasn't my strong. Did we get it? No? Okay. 47? Huh? They don't pay you 47, do they? Anyway. So guy on my, I mean, like, I think I was in like second grade. So wherever the fuck I'm living and whatever year that is. The way the houses are, there are lawns, but there aren't like big patios.
Oh, wait, we're back in story mode?
Back in story mode.
Okay, I was like, this is still
story mode.
Story mode.
But you know, we need, that's one of our sound effects. It's like some fucking, like an MMO RPG or some shit. It's like, bring story mode. Like, that's,
oh yeah, that's one that's right good. There. I like that. Ooh, the other ones will just be like rhythm, like little bits of rhythm.
Crazy.
Story time.
Transformer. Anyway, I was speaking to the soundboard. So I spent an hour trying to make a soundboard yesterday.
And?
Well, here's counterproductive. I tried to do a joke where I was trying to find audio bites of you to stitch together you saying I'm gay. And I was going to tell you I came up with 16 sounds and have you just fire through them. And they're all going to just be I'm gay. Like, that one's weird. This is supposed to be a mixtape drop. This is supposed to be a gunshot. I'm gay. I'm gay.
But, and label them all?
Yeah. 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 I was going to fucking totally con you.
I make a joke. Oh, air horns.
I'm gay. And the closest thing I could get was you and Sam on that video you guys did where you're like, when's the first time you kissed a guy? So I was trying to get you, like, I like kissing guys, but it just wasn't working. Okay. I had to give up. You also slur a lot.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The only cuts I could get of you saying you were speaking like, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
But you kept saying, I'm going to. So it just sounded like, I'm going to gay. Like,
okay.
It just didn't, whatever. So story mode.
Hey, it's the thought that counts, though.
Super, yeah.
That's what's important.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Hey, I was gonna do this joke, but I failed.
Yeah, pretty much.
And so I'll just talk about the joke instead.
The joke, yeah. There's no
and
way.
It'll be just as funny.
Well, now I do have you saying I'm gay. So now.
God damn it. This was your plan the whole time.
Yeah. Let's just get a clean one now while we're at it.
I'm gay.
There we go. Perfect.
Can't wait for that to be all over Twitter.
To our LGBTQ listeners, let us know for green light for the I'm gay soundboard. They're like, for Cody Ko? Yes.
Yeah. Hopefully that's not too problematic, but who knows?
White guy just saying I'm gay. Yep. Here it goes. So, story mode.
Story mode.
I'm still laughing.
360 buttons.
I'm still laughing.
I'm gay.
And that just I know that's going to be on Twitter now. Just me straight face saying that.
I'm
might as well get a clean one.
Let's get a clean one while we're at it. I'm gay. When your parents try to find you a wife, I'm gay.
You can use that as the punchline to any sort of video.
When I buy a caramel macchiato.
Babe, come over me.
I'm gay. My parents are home. Me, I'm gay.
Babe, come over me. I can't. I'm gay.
Oh, I'm gay.
Oh, woo-wee.
So, story mode.
Yep.
Story mode.
Story mode, man. Oh, that was good. Here we are back in story mode. It's second grade, and the way these houses are set up, the patios aren't big. So a lot of people were issuing the trick-or-treats either from the doors or right there on the driveway.
Okay.
Dude does the scarecrow move on the fucking driveway.
Ooh, wow.
So he's just sitting on a chair in the driveway looking like a prop.
Like kind of in the dark?
No.
Okay.
Like the light is hitting him.
Okay.
And thinking back, I'm like, that was the creepiest shit. We should have never... Because we were like nine kids, it was the end of the night. We're like, oh, dude, one more. Like the scarecrow. We're like, there's candy out. Didn't see it. And all of our parents stood back. Like they didn't go up with us to get the candy.
Why? Do you think they knew?
I think they formed a line knowing like they're going to get what they asked for.
Yeah.
So we
learned a little lesson here at the end of the trick-or-treat sesh.
This is exactly what we needed to
do. Yeah.
We go running up. We're like, yeah. And the bowl is right next to him.
Okay.
He didn't fucking flinch. He waited. This dude was like a fucking snake. And he struck. We all shit ourselves. It was so funny that I ran to get my cousins who were in my house.
Uh-huh.
I was like, you got to get candy from this guy. It's great candy. And then we were just looking for people to get fucked with.
Like first of all, like, that's really funny because it's like, this guy's got great candy. Yeah. Like, they haven't, like, you haven't seen every single type of candy that night. What has he got?
Yeah.
What has he got?
Honestly.
Fucking, like, British candy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? This guy's got foreign candy.
Dude.
You know we only fuck with foreign.
Dude, it's got foreigns.
This guy's got foreigns.
He's got a twirl. Got a few twirls.
A few, I got a box. Someone sent me to my P.O. box a box full of British candy.
Oh, yeah.
So it's been slowly just annihilating that whole thing. Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Flake is one of them. Really good.
So good.
Kind of like an Aero bar, but like flakier.
But flakier.
The one that I'm eating right now, it's like nougat.
Yeah. Oh, no, I never had that one.
With like a rice cake.
Oh.
Rice base. It's like.
What's it called?
I forget. I don't know. It's super good, though.
Yeah, so when I first started dating Alina, and she was like telling me she's English or whatever, I was like buying chocolate for something. She goes, "Ew, no, American chocolate sucks." And I'm like, "How different could it be?"
Yeah.
Then she fed me some, and it's like as soon as you eat it, you're like, "Oh, Hershey's out here in America is awful."
Yeah.
Like you just
exactly. You automatically switched,
become pompous.
Yeah. Someone from fucking Wimbledon.
Yeah.
Shout out Wimbledon.
Shout out Wimbledon.
Yeah, he's not listening at all.
No.
Stats guy, just not doing his job.
Statistics.
Yeah. My sister, you know what's interesting? My sister is a nutritionist, and she works for one of like the big chocolate companies or whatever. And she said that in like years and years ago, first of all, Kit Kat is a Canadian candy bar.
Oh.
And the American market is not, they sell a lot more in Canada. Mm-hmm. The American market's like not a priority for them. So they sold off Kit Kat to some other chocolate company here.
Yes.
Hershey or something.
Yes.
So Kit Kat is completely different in America than it is in Canada.
Yes.
And it tastes like way worse. Like way worse.
Here?
The Canadian version is like way better.
Yeah. It's, you look on the back, you see.
Really?
Like, yeah. That's what Alina would do. She'd like pick up Kit Kat. She's like, Hershey. And she'd like put it down. Yeah.
Hershey.
Not quite up to standard.
Yeah. That's really funny.
Yeah.
Well, not really funny. It's just kind of interesting. Sort of. I mean, not really.
Do you have a spooky?
Do I have a spooky?
Yeah.
What is it? What does that mean?
Do you have a spooky? A little spooky?
I mean,
oh, shit. God damn it.
Do I have a spooky story?
Yeah.
Do I have a scary story?
Oh, you ever been on a date to haunted houses? You ever done one of those?
No. You?
Oh, yeah.
This leaf guy is still going. How many fucking leaves are there?
Literally zero.
No, there aren't any because they do this every single day.
There are none. If there were any. The 14 leaves that were in 1988 blew away a long time ago. Oh, yeah,
exactly. And even if there's one straggler, that thing is in fucking China by now, by the amount that's just blowing it. What the fuck were we just talking about?
Spooky. You got a spooky story? Been in a haunted house?
Never went on a date to a haunted house. Scary story. I don't really have a scary story.
White privilege again. Never been scared. Unbelievable.
Yeah. I've literally actually never even felt fear.
Seriously?
In my entire life, yeah.
No?
No. Just kind of, come on, man.
He's like,
really?
He's like, oh, you can talk some shit?
You're talking shit?
Okay.
Well,
okay.
How do you like this?
Show you where the fucking leaves are
we
at.
We just see like a little leaf blower just like come up.
Just through the window. I'm sorry. Is that a problem? Is my job a problem? Huh?
I'm trying to make a decent American wage here, okay?
What are you boys doing? Talk to me a little.
Same thing.
Yeah, same thing,
so,
sir.
Same thing. Same thing. He was late this morning, actually. Yeah. So
I was. Wait. We can go bounce. We can bounce back to that. Let's go full ADD.
Okay.
The reason I was late,
is
because your boy
has been
exercising.
Really?
So I was a little tuckered out this morning.
Yeah. Okay.
Did a little buys and back.
When today or yesterday?
Yesterday.
Okay. So you've been going to the gym in the afternoon?
Morning.
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 So you just decided to take this morning off?
You mean no.
Just fuck all your priorities. Oh, I'm a little bit sore.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to sleep through everything I have to do today. I'm not going to go to the gym.
I was hurting.
It just shows that you don't have what it takes.
I do. You know, I'm going to go lift right now. We're done with this.
What do you think
episode.
I've been doing with my left leg? Leg curls down
leg
here.
Leg curls.
The whole time.
Jesus.
Because that's what it takes.
To get the tree trunks.
No matter what.
No matter what.
To get these fucking thick,
thick
veal cutlets. These are tenderloins. That's what they are.
I got some beef stew on my legs here. Dude, what if I just like
fucking liquid?
Yeah, just a little bit of muscle, everything else. Yeah, just chunky liquid.
It's just broth.
Yeah.
I got them brothy legs, baby.
Yo, what if it's just like a month from now, I accidentally just become super yoked and it's annoying. It's like on frame. I'm just like, yo, man, we got to take a break. Need some fucking lentils. Whatever bodybuilders eat.
Just pre-workout mid-podcast.
Yeah.
Dude, what?
Hold on.
Yeah. The shaker.
Yeah, this is a new one from bodybuilding.com.
It's flavored like, you ever see that? Do we talk about this? Dom Mazzetti's pre-workout flavors?
No.
One of them is just house music. And one of them is...
so good.
Oh, what's the second one? It's like Komodo Dragon.
So good.
That's one of them.
So
what the fuck does house music taste like? Molly?
Yeah, Molly, sweat, and like whatever the liquid is for the sprayers. Those things that go...
that smoke juice?
Yeah, smoke juice. Yeah, hazer juice.
Smoke juice. That's the flavor of our pre-workout. Yeah, it's a new one. Bodybuilding.com, smoke juice flavored.
Smoke juice flavor.
You know what music festivals? The...
It's like that.
It's like that. Boom. I got that shit coming out of my ears. Oh.
Ah. Yeah. You tried to hit us.
You got me. That didn't work at all.
Not even a little bit. Everyone just checked their iPod. They're like, what? Wow, iPod? I'm old. No one has an iPod.
That's my Halloween costume, dressing like an iPod. Like people are like, what's that?
What is that?
It's an iPod. The one with the four buttons and you didn't have... No. Huh? I had a Nano. Oh, okay.
There was a time where the music player and the telephone were two separate things.
Parkinson's?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you couldn't tell from my vlogs.
No, that was me.
Both of us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right.
I had another episode where I used like a really shallow lens and I just couldn't hold it still. And everyone's like, Jesus, I'm going to throw up. I'm like, fuck out of here. Anyway, spooky story. Never been scared.
No. Wait. What was I? iPod something.
Parkinson's. iPod Nano.
Yeah. I was gonna parlay that. I was gonna segue into the device hour.
Oh.
Which is a little segment where we talk about devices. Now I bought the Nintendo Switch. It's over there.
Oh.
I got it. I got a new one. And the iPhone X comes out tonight.
Oh.
So I'm gonna cop that too. Now that I'm making a decent American wage, it's like
Gotta do what Americans do. Yeah. Don't save your money.
Exactly.
Go into
buy
debt.
All the newest devices, even though you don't fucking need them. I haven't played video games in 6 years, and for some reason I felt compelled to buy a Switch.
I gotta give you an intro for the device hour.
Okay.
Yes. It's the device hour with Cody Cove.
Hey guys, welcome back to Tech Reviews. It's Cody Ko here, and I'm thrilled today. We got the new Nintendo Switch. Nintendo Switch.
Innuendo Switch.
And I can't wait. I got the brand new Zelda, and I've been playing it all night, and I can't wait to let's get into it, guys. Now, gameplay here, I'd say graphics, pretty realistic. Okay, the gameplay is very, very enticing. Okay. And that's all I can really do for that bit because I don't know really anything about video games.
So on the Nintendo Switch, when do you find it most useful? On the shitter?
Well, actually, the thing about the Nintendo Switch is I open the box. I just don't understand it.
Got it.
Because you can do so many fucking things with it.
Yeah.
That's why it's like you can switch between like party mode and there's like... Ultra mode, and then there's like single loner mode.
Yeah.
There's like, you know, scarecrow dad mode.
Single loner mode.
You know what I mean? There's like, yeah, it was like die alone mode.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That one sounds good.
Yeah. So there's a whole, that's the one I usually play.
I guarantee someone's listening to this on their Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
There's one person. And he's like, hey, what the fuck, man? Unsubbed.
If you are, you're a fucking loser.
Jesus.
I'm kidding. I have a Switch.
Yeah.
No, seriously, like, this thing comes in like 9 pieces. There's like a left controller, right controller that you can do separately, but then you can also turn them and play two player TV, and then you can put them in and you can play die alone mode.
Yeah.
And then you can fucking turn the device like lengthwise, and now it's like a full length mirror. It's like you can do so many fucking things with this device. It's like 90. I'm just overwhelmed. I don't know.
Die alone mode, I would also call husband mode.
Yeah.
Or when your girlfriend wants the TV mode.
Mm hmm.
Get off. I want to watch Husbands of whatever real city.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Okay.
Husbands of real cities.
Yeah. Whatever.
I want to watch the real Husbands of real cities.
Yeah. Whatever the fuck those shows are.
So do get off. I want to watch the real Girlfriends of Dallas.
Okay. Yeah. Totally.
Yep, okay, baby. Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can take it.
No worries.
Yeah, baby. You can.
Dog just humping your leg. It's got to go outside. Take it out. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Okay.
And clean up the thing while you're at it.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Baby. Got it. Yeah, got baby. It. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Sure. I just have one more level. Give me the. Give me your toy. Okay. Okay.
No. No. This is the only thing I had. No.
Yeah, no. Come give on. It. Give it back.
Switch to angry wife. Angry wife mode.
Angry wife. That's just off. It has two settings, on and angry wife. But do you like it? Have you played anything yet?
Yeah, we bought Mario Kart, and it's actually a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm sure it is.
It's a good, we wanted to buy, like, I wanted to buy, like, a social game that we could just, like, yeah. play whenever people are over.
Yeah.
And so there's another game called Two Punch or something, which is, like, a fighting game, mm-hmm. which I want to get to.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if I'm really going to, like, buy the one-player games and get into it. I feel like it's kind of, like, if I'm not, maybe for Airplanes, I think that might be a good idea.
Yeah, everyone tells me, like, swears by it. They're like, bro, Airplanes, not an issue anymore.
Really?
They're like, Nintendo Switch, save my life.
Really?
Adios mio, the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Damn. Okay, maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll get, I guess I'll get Zelda. I don't know.
I played it. Honestly, it is fun.
Okay.
It is fun because it's not like a Zelda where it's not like a game where you have to be like, ah, fuck, I got to remember this story and like whatever the fuck. It's pretty like just turn it on and go. It's a little bit like Grand Theft Auto. Mm-hmm. You can go fuck around or you can do the goofy story shit.
Yeah.
So it's just good for wasting time.
Okay.
Some different scenery. iPhone X.
iPhone X. I'm going to buy it. Tonight. Yeah, tonight.
I want to buy it.
My phone is so fucked.
I would like to buy
it. Everyone keeps fucking roasting me because the camera's all fucked up.
Same.
And
yeah.
On yours too?
Yeah.
Or you are roasting me?
No. Like, okay, mine's fucked up too. Well, that's because we vape so hard that our fucking lenses are permanently fogged up. So leave us alone.
That's what it is. I'm just from blowing clouds right into the lens. That's what, filming each other blowing clouds right into the camera.
Dude, do that again.
That was sick.
That was tight.
I was explaining the other day to like Arthur and other people who were like sitting on the couch. And I was explaining, like I was like smoking the Juul or something and doing smoke rings and... People were like, that's sick. Like, we were just, like, doing the vape joke, whatever. And then I was like, have you actually seen the guy on Instagram that does, like, real vape tricks? And he's like, no. And I was like, this guy, he calls them lines. Lines. Because they're, like, it's, like, he'll, like, walk into it. So, like, blow a smoke ring and it'll walk up and blow another one through. And then, like, he'll turn around and do, like, a line back. So we're riffing on this guy. We're like, this guy's an idiot, whatever. And I pull this video up and show it to him. And everyone's just like absolutely like,
zoned in.
Holy fuck.
It's like, dude, you are not cool.
Yeah.
You can't even do one of what this guy can do. Damn.
This guy blows rings this way, and then he'll blow a ring that goes around the ring this way.
Is that like VFX?
It looks like it is. It's insane. That's what I'm talking about.
The fuck?
It becomes like there's a moment where it's like, all right, this is no longer funny. This is actually just legit cool.
Yeah.
This is actually now I'm converted.
Yeah.
Yep, I think vaping is cool now. I'm going to be one of the dudes with the giant fucking.
Doesn't it feel bad when you're like, oh, look at this fucking.
Damn.
Fuck. Damn. Shit is sick. What's your name, bro? Daniel? Fuck. Yo, you heard a Daniel.
What a fucking. Alpha male, yo, dude.
Fuck.
Holy shit. Here's my girl.
I feel small right now. Dude.
You are the Boeing 787 of...
Yo, man, you're my dreamliner. He's like, man, what?
You're my dreamliner. I'm a prop playing you a dreamliner, homie.
Maybe we got to do a song about...
Airplanes
cucking, but it's like about airplanes.
Okay.
We can swag it out. You know, I'm first class. I got a Gucci sandwich, whatever.
Yeah, a Gucci sandwich.
I don't know. Just Gucci anything.
I told you what happened when Dan came over.
No.
So I did a podcast with Dan.
Yeah.
Folger.
Shout out Dan Folger.
You were the one who mentioned him the first time on the podcast.
Yeah.
We have a buddy who owns a jet ski. That was my very first question. What's it like to own a jet ski?
What do you say?
He was like, dude, man, it's cool, but I don't really use it that much. I was like, what?
Let me just kill myself.
You don't use. And I was like, actually, that's the only thing tighter than owning a jet ski when you're 23 is not using the jet ski that you own when you're 23. Because you like, don't have time or like, I own it. So I mean, it's like,
I don't get out to the ocean too much.
The novelty's going to worn off. And
dude, I love Dan because he makes me feel funnier than I am.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Yeah. The few times I've seen him, he's like, bro, you're like the funniest dude on earth. I'm like, do you tell everyone this? Like, stop it. Just make me wet.
Yeah, Jesus, I'm blushing. My dick is blushing.
So wait, iPhone X.
Wait, no. Go ahead. So he comes over. He's got a Gucci backpack,
of course, yeah.
He's got the Gucci shoes, Gucci backpack, Gucci something else. His buddy's got a Gucci thing, and they're all just like Gucci'd out. And after the podcast, we're like fucking around, and Sam goes like, take a picture with this on. And Dan goes, yo, look inside. And we're like, oh, what's inside? Open it up.
Bands.
Like a Gucci Russian stacking doll. He's got a Gucci fanny pack inside the Gucci backpack.
Lol.
And so, like, first of all, why did you even buy a fanny pack? Regardless of if it's Gucci or not, what the guy was like, I don't know. I just like came to the Gucci store with a bunch of cash, and the guy held it up. He's like, I didn't know what to buy.
Oh yeah.
Which when you're at that point, he's like, oh, I already own everything in here. So what else do I buy? The guy held up a Gucci fanny pack. He's like, all right, I'll get that.
Cool.
So I put that on because I think that's really funny. Yeah. And then he goes, oh, wait, look inside. And I'm like, oh, there's another one in here. What do you got in here? A fucking Gucci money clip?
Gucci mini backpack?
It's just a really small backpack.
Yeah, just like on a keychain.
Like a Gucci child shoe or something.
Yeah, exactly.
So I open it up and there's just $5,000 in cash in there.
Just bands.
And I'm like, what do you even... It was the first time I've actually held that amount of cash. It was amazing. That's an incredible feeling.
I've worked at a bank before, so I've held larger amounts.
Okay, well, that's not cool.
Yeah, I know.
At all.
It smells like shit, too.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It smells like absolute garbage.
Super ass.
Yeah. It sounds like super ass.
That's like one of the things that jumps out at me when I see a trap rapper holding a shitload of money. I'm like, that must smell like a bum. It smells so bad, this picture. Anyway,
that's
so...
That's very true.
Yeah, it's like...
Stinky money picks.
Yeah. That's why they're always
Next time you see like a rapper like a holding a bunch of money in a picture, just comment stinky on it. You stinky.
And he's gonna be like this. He's gonna think you have tons of money. You know what it's like to be around money.
Yeah, man. You know we out here stinking
with that stinky money.
That's the new shit.
Kelsey's face, just trying to just move through the door.
You know we got that stinky money.
We got the stinky money. You know what I'm saying? Shout out TMG. We got the stinky money. That's another song, Stinky Money.
That's our new shit, actually. Yeah. We got that smelly content.
We got that smelly content, yeah, baby. That smelly cash.
Stinks.
Well, I keep wanting to jump back to the iPhone X because I want to ask you. Yeah. What do you think about the features? You know, a little Animoji thing.
I don't know. I don't even know what fucking features it has. I just know that it has a camera that's not clogged with vape smoke. So
yeah, I mean, the camera's going to be very dope.
We were talking this morning. We were like... Because Marcus was like, I'm really used to Touch ID.
Yeah.
He's like, I pay with it a lot.
Yeah.
What's going to happen? Like, how are you going to pay? You don't just put your face in front of the thing while you're like trying to line it up.
Hold on.
He's like, what if I'm in like the middle of a heist and I like, have a ski mask on and I have to like text someone? I'm like, God damn it. Pull the ski mask up. Okay.
Get the van. Fuck.
You know, at that moment, your cover's blown and the iPhone X fucked your heist up.
Rip.
Yeah.
Rip. All right. Well, I mean, I will come over to play your Nintendo Switch and I will look at your iPhone X because I'm not in a position.
You're not buying one?
I can't.
Oh, fine. But what are you talking about? We're making a decent American wage now.
We are, but it's not.
What you got to do is buy devices.
I mean, you know, got to be smart.
That's true. Actually, you have to be smart and buy a 30th camera.
30th camera, yeah. I actually have to buy a little redundant storage box for...
A redundant storage box.
I don't know what you'd call it.
Oh, you're talking like a RAID drive or whatever?
Yeah, like a RAID 5 setup, yeah.
For what? Just for all the footage?
Yeah, because Suki is 2.6 terabytes. It's backed up.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
Where is it?
We have it on like 7 different drives. But
yeah, it's a flash drive.
It's a flash drive.
I have it split across 40 flash drives.
Yeah, 40 flash drives. Just 1,000 flash drives in a bin. Oh, hold on. You want that clip?
In a Gucci fanny pack.
In a Gucci fanny pack.
Hey, open it up.
Hey, this is my short film right here. I got every scene. Which scene you want? It's marked individual.
It stinks.
On Gucci flash drives. They stinky. Got that stinky shit.
A Gucci flash drive. Get a Gucci RAID.
Gucci RAID box.
Gucci RAID drive.
Yo, shout out Siva. That's a...
Is he a patriot?
He is a patriot.
I like saying that shit because it's like people that we shout out.
Yeah.
Are only gonna... Like there's only 900 of you guys.
Yeah. Oh, you know, but you know what? Siva is he's a $10
really
so
we got to shout out his name.
Well, I don't want to reveal his last name. I don't want people to look him up, but it Yeah, his last name sucks.
Okay, it's a shitty last name.
It can be fucked with.
We said that we were going to make fun of people's names.
It can be fucked with. So.
By the way, we should end this episode by going through again like the goals and the
Yeah. So here I'm a little sad. It's already over.
I know. This was fun.
Yeah, it is. I'm looking forward to the 2 a week.
Yeah.
When we double up.
Yeah. Get that bonus app.
That bonus app.
It'll be every like 3 or 4 weeks. So we got to plan when the fuck that's going to happen. Yeah. So as long as you're awake, we can slate another one on the calendar.
Depends how much I've shredded my back.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
One of our homies from Texas, we call him Ringo, and he's a bodybuilder. And it was really funny because, you know, I used to talk to him on and off about working. Weirdly, we'll get back into the goals. I have to go to one more story.
Yeah, that's fine. I got another story too.
I used to, like I've told you this, I follow like bodybuilding drama.
Okay.
And I've followed just bodybuilders in general.
Okay.
For no reason.
Okay.
Anyway, so at one point.
Sam does that too.
Yeah. It's entertaining.
Yeah.
Because.
Like watching wrestling.
A little bit. Yeah. It's like wrestling without the actual fighting. So. I was talking about working out because at some point I was like, I want to lift weights. I never did it, but I started talking about like programs and stuff, and he just lays into me like classic bodybuilder shit. He's like, Noel, this is how he talks. This big Texas dude. There are only 3 powerlifting motions. You only need 3. There's bench, incline bench, and squat. Do that. Get in the gym. Do some big weight. You're going to get big as fuck. That's all you got to do to get big. And
that was just bench and incline bench.
He hit me with some.
Or
I don't
2 of the 3.
Yeah, yeah.
There's is only, that really what he told you?
Just
the, 2 forms of benching and then squatting.
Yeah,
nothing else.
Yeah, I was crying though, just because I had gone on like this long like nerd tirade. Clearly, I don't lift weights. I'm a pussy. I'm like, oh well, I've read this is good and this is good. He's like, no, shut up. There's only 3.
Yeah. That's like Reddit fitness. You know what I mean? The dudes, you go in Gold's gym. You see these dudes that are big as fuck, and they're like, "Yeah, I've literally just benched and ate fish for 5 years, and that's how I got here."
Massive.
And you have dudes that come in that are like skinny as fuck. Well, I read actually intermittent fasting is pretty good on the bodybuilding subreddit. It's like, no, dude, this guy is. He's literally achieved this body. Yeah, well, I don't know about that because I actually heard carbs are and you know, you should paleo and
shut up, you fucking pussy. You know, just live some fucking shit. That's it. That's it.
You just gotta take this and you gotta move it here. You gotta do that for 5 years and you gotta eat fish. That's it.
And it has to be heavier every time. Yeah. That's it. And you're gonna get fucking ripped.
I'm thinking about going vegan because of the, you know,
these fucking geeks.
Macros. Been tracking my macros. No, dude, drink some smoke juice pre-workout. Get in the
some
gym.
House music.
Here. That's it.
Holy shit. They got the whole 17 long page thing about the workout. Yeah. It's like, no. Anyway,
your story.
So the dude at the party on Saturday, that gigantic dude.
Yeah, the motherfucker
this,
was huge.
This motherfucker was like 7.5 feet tall and the biggest dude I've like gigantic. Like
if you watch
the amount of muscle on this guy.
If you watch Game of Thrones, people, he's like
the mountain.
He's like the mountain.
Yeah, but no body fat.
Yeah, cut.
It was insane. I was like, this guy is just gonna get rolls because he's that big. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like any fight, any like 300 fantasy movie he's gonna.
Oh yeah.
And so he's like, I'm talking to him about someone introduced me, and so we're talking, and you know, he's like, yeah, I'm like, he's like this new brand of powerlifter or something. They're like starting this new league or some shit. He's like, yeah, I'm just kind of in a special place because, you know, I'm so tall, but you know, I'm also really, really big, but I, you know, I like to stay in shape. So I'm also like really like cut. And I was like, dude, you just complimented yourself like 7 times in one sentence in different ways.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm just like, well, they call me a milk bag. So
that's the really best roast, by the way. That's the best roast I've seen.
Guys, fuck you to the dude who called me a milk bag.
Biggest lies, that Gold's badge. Buddy looks like a milk bag.
Guy's a milk bag.
You know that dude can fucking row like 600 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
Just shit talking you.
Oh, yeah.
Baseball
sure.
player asshole. Yeah.
Guy's a milk bag.
Yeah, and you don't even lift like that.
Got a big lip in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking milk bag.
All right, guys. So yeah, so we 7,500. We're gonna let Marcus on the podcast, and we're gonna bully him relentlessly. No, maybe if you guys want, he can bully us. That's what seems what people want. Yeah. That instead.
Yeah.
And then, alas, finally, last but not least, $10,000. We're gonna do a 3-hour episode.
Tres.
And I think like maybe we'll do it at night on like a Friday or something. Just get a little tipsy. You can get a little bit high.
A little stoner.
And just we'll make it like a social thing.
Yeah.
A 3-hour special episode for $10,000 a month.
Yep. 10K celebration.
Yeah. And so maybe that, I don't know. Well, that'll happen eventually.
And then, you know what we do? We get a bunch of fake money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the stinky money episode.
Oh, I like that.
It's 10K.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stinky money episode.
That'll be the stinkiest episode yet.
Yeah.
Our goal is to make the episodes progressively smellier.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so hopefully we'll achieve that.
With all the bands.
Yeah. Guys, I'm going to wrap it up. Right. So again, for the rewards, we're going to send out, we will make fun of your names and all that stuff in the rewards. We're going to do that at the end of each month.
Yes.
When they Patreon like advises that you do that so that people don't like buy the reward tier and then you do whatever you say you're going to do. And then they dip out without actually paying. So, or maybe on the first of the month or whatever, we're going to do that. We're going to send out, we're getting the posters made right now and we're going to send out the pins.
Yep.
At the beginning of next month.
Yes. By the way, shout out to everyone who has signed up for a pin.
Yeah, like fucking 102, no, more than that, 104. It's actually more than the $10.
Yeah, and big shout out, Lydia, for designing my stupid idea of titties in a meat package.
Yeah, shout out to Lydia. Again, and we'll end this by saying the first episode now is live. It's the Tiny Meat Gang podcast is on iTunes and it's on Google Play. So if you have friends who are too cheap to pay for the episodes early, then let them know that it's now up for free and go and give it a review, please. That would help us. And we want to get that shit on the charts. So.
Yes, we do.
Shout out to all you guys again for all of the patrons. Let's see. Let's refresh it. Maybe we're at.
Let's refresh.
What are we at now? 904. Went up 5 people since in an hour. So that's great.
Love.
Shout out to you guys, and we'll see you guys next week with another stinky episode.
Good night, rib cutlets.
Good night, my little
chicken beefs.
Beef.
My little beef stew.
I didn't even say a word. I just
my little beef. Little beef.
Little beep and bop.
Little bib and bop.
Peace.
Peace.